Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome.
We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 589 of the show. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for joining us. Send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS, 8257. We also would love it if you subscribe to our Patreon, bonus content, all the extra stuff we do each and every week shows up there. Plus, it's a nice way to support the show. You can watch it in video, or you can get it delivered to your audio feed, however you want to do it. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. We thank you. We love you. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's poppin', King? How's that toe? How's that toe doing?
Subpar. Finally.
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks ago Saturday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday morning, I'm finally getting an appointment with a podiatrist where he's probably going to...
He's going to take that nail
off. Yeah. It's going to
soak it.
Oof. I'm starting this show with a question, and it's a genuine question.
Yeah.
And it's not politically motivated. Uh-oh. I have heard that MAGA people are like super mad about Cracker Barrel's logo. And I don't understand.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either.
Like,
I've seen the memes.
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel in my life.
They don't have them where we live. We're not in Cracker Barrel country. Sounds like a nice breakfast.
Yeah. I love a good southern,
Biscuits and gravy. Delicious. Yeah.
But from what I understand, it used to be like an old guy sitting next to a barrel. Now it's just a barrel.
I don't know.
I'm so confused. And they're like MAGAs. And I saw a tweet from James Woods, who's like, I will still never alive? Go to a.
Huge dick. He's got a big ass dick. Yeah.
But like, drawing a line in the sand, I'm very confused by it. But
is it like Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, but like, from what I understand, it's just like a dude, an old white guy just sitting next to a barrel, and they just got rid of the guy because they're like, looks like an old dude. Like, why do we? I don't know what was offensive and what. People should be so happy that, at least we have the old white guy. It wasn't like Uncle Ben, where people are like, it's kind of problematic. Like a guy who was like a black servant serving rice, or Aunt Jemima with her handkerchief.
It's tough.
But this was just some like random dude leaning against a barrel, and they just said like, all right, now it's just a barrel. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. People like, I don't know. People, it's these old white guys, Ed. I have a couple buddies. It's like old white guys. They just want shit to be. They want the world to be the world that they understand. I got a couple buddies, and they're like, we don't like baseball now because guys don't hit for high batting averages anymore. And I'm like, well, pitchers throw a fucking 103 miles an hour. Like Tony Gwynn probably saw 100 mile an hour pitcher all season every year. Now guys see 100 mile an hour pitchers five times a night. Like you're going to like
Babe Ruth.
Right.
He was up today.
Yes.
He'd bat less than 100.
Yes. It's just different. And they're like, oh, new baseball. And I'm like, you're dumb. You're just dumb. You just don't adapt. And this is what dumb people do. They don't take in new information. They just go, oh, here's the information I had when I was 13. Let's just leave it that way forever and never understand anything differently. And that, so the Cracker Barrel people are probably the same. And also, one of the people that I'm talking about is going to tattle to the other person that I'm talking about at like 5:28 tomorrow morning, because one of them, only one of them listens to this. And he may email sometimes, and he's gonna take my batting average analogy, which is a fantastic analogy, to the Cracker Barrel thing. Just people, like, new information comes along and we got to adapt to new information. And we go, hey, maybe having a fucking slave lady syrup bottle isn't the fucking best idea to have in the store. And it just because you're used to it doesn't mean we can't change it.
But for that.
Yeah.
I understand why Aunt Jemima had to go as a logo. Mm. And I understand the backlash because they're like, yeah, we like serving black people. I just don't even understand the Cracker Barrel.
I don't either. Yeah.
It just to have a barrel doesn't seem woke to me, but like having that crappy old dude doesn't seem like anti-woke. Like, I just don't even get what it is.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will explain it. 949-464 TBLS, and we'll be on the side of, we'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe they changed the logo. We like the other. We'll be on that team, because right now you and I have no side in this. We've got no dog.
On team confusion.
Yeah.
Team
confusion. Yes. Confused. But I'm confused about everything.
Also, importantly, you and I exchanged this article an hour ago, and we already set this show.
Oh yeah.
I feel it would be sad if we didn't address.
Tell me, remind me.
You sent this to me.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan responds to a theory that he masturbates 20 times a week based on his like hand muscles and structure.
So
TikTok.
So that, look, I don't know. Because these internet sleuths, I remember there was a
it could be really good.
Yeah, there was a Radio Lab.
You can identify something. Hey, this actually takes place 40 miles outside of Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Sleuths can do some shit.
There was a Radio Lab about Shia LaBeouf's flag one time. He put up some flag on a flagpole somewhere, and he just took a picture of the flag in the sky. And I don't know if he like challenged people to be like, where am I, or something. It was something along those lines. And the sleuths, the trolls of the internet, were able to deduce by the angle of the sun, the whatever visible constellations there were, and something else, that he was on some farm in Tennessee, and maybe other were other context clues, but it was just a picture of a flag. And then they were able to go there and take down the flag in like 18 hours. So,
amazing.
So if there's a Reddit or Discord or one of these things, I don't understand, because I don't. If there's one of these things and they're like, we can tell by the development of the thumb tendon.
Knuckle.
Yes. That this guy jerks off plus or minus. And look, there's probably some room for error there. 20 times a week.
Sneeze a lot.
That's so many times. I don't jack off 20 times a year. I don't. I just don't.
I definitely do not anymore. Yeah. But even when it was a frequent thing, 20, I definitely never did that 20 times a week.
No,
never.
No, 20 times a week. Even when I was like 16, 14.
And he responded like playfully, and he's like, you know, I've got kids.
Yeah.
I live on a farm upstate New York.
Yeah.
I have a younger wife. Like, there's no way he's in his 50s, I'm guessing.
Who's got the time?
20 is a wild swing.
It's wild. Just way too many. Like, even 5 times a week, I'd be like, give this guy Jeffrey Morgan a break.
His hand has a fucking grip and a half. I don't know.
Because some guys, because me, I'm, we don't need to get into it. this whole, but like I do a whole thing, you know, I need a whole thing to get it going.
Oh
yeah. I can't just crank it out. Yeah.
You know, I can just get right in.
I know. Yeah. But. Well, yes, yes. You're done very quickly. I know, but I need to like take myself out. I need to be wined and dined. You know? Yes. Yes. I need to be liked, you know?
Right. This is not a transactional thing. No. You need like a romance. I know, but it's crazy. We've talked about this, but even the days of like frequent.
No. Tugging.
It wasn't 3 times a day.
Yeah, no, 3 times a day is just.
And they're saying a guy in his 50s is doing it 3 times a day, yeah, and he's got a younger wife, yeah, and kids. Like, who knows?
Shooting dust. But I trust the internet. You know, that they figure shit out.
Theory.
Yeah. They figure shit out. Okay, Ed. Glad you brought that up because I'd sort of forgotten about it. But while we're here, may as well talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, tell us. Let us know. I noticed that, like, I think everybody that died this week was, like, of an acceptable age. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. Okay. Who died this week?
So, for I think the most famous of the week.
Yeah.
Jerry Adler.
Yeah.
He was Hesh.
Hesh.
Tony's, like, older. He wasn't. Silvio was the consigliere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But, like, he was, like, an advisor kind of guy.
He was
the older Jewish gentleman, 96 years old, Jerry Adler.
Yeah, I think he was, like, you know, it all escapes me. But I think Hesh was, like, connected to Tony's dad when Tony's dad was boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, he was, but he Jerry Adler, brother of the famous Stella Adler, who had the acting studio.
Oh,
but like you'd recognize this guy.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
I would think outside of Sopranos, I just feel like he was a guy you knew.
He was in lots of things. He was guest starring on shit. Look, I bet you he was on a lot of like he did the like Laws and Order. Oh, probably. Okay, hold on. Let's look at his IMDb because this guy lived a nice long life. He was from Brooklyn. Let's see here. Okay. Hold on. Oh my God. Here we go. Actor. Okay. Oh, he was on Santa Barbara. Oh, no.
Sure. Nighttime Soap.
Yeah. Great Nighttime Soap. Okay. All credits. Come on. Director. Right. Okay. Actor. Okay. Mad About You. Transparent. Oh, he's on Broad City, The Good Fight, The Good Wife. I mean, he was on all of these things. Rescue Me, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm sure he's great in all of them.
Yes, Sopranos.
He's good at his craft.
Let's go back to the old days, though, like when we were watching TV as kids. Spin City, Northern Exposure, One Life to Live, Ed. Everybody knows that comes on right before General Hospital.
Buchanan family.
I've been meaning
How could you forget? Visa, Bo.
Ace, yes. All the Buchanans.
Clint.
Clint Buchanan, of course. They were like oil dudes, but it takes place in Pine Valley, Pennsylvania. But there was no oil there, but there's like oil guys.
Visa Buchanan was like a classic oil man.
He was.
And like he's totally operating in what, Scranton?
Yeah, exactly. I've been meaning to ask you, Michelle watches General Hospital.
Yeah.
Is this on an app or something? Like, where does one encounter? Is it still on TV?
We haven't pulled the plug.
Oh.
Because of sports purposes. Like, the MSG network, which carries the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, none of these streamers carry it. And it's like, I've priced it out and it just, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So in like 2000, I bought a lifetime contract with TiVo. So we still have a DVR.
Oh, like, nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That wasn't my question, is like how you act. I didn't realize it was still on regular TV. And so if I come home at 2 o'clock,
three in the afternoon,
General Hospital is still on regular TV.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit. I remember my,
unless they get preempted because Trump had a fake, assassination attempt. Then it could get preempted.
I remember when I was, dating my kid's mother, mm-hmm. and she would be at work and I would be like hanging out at her apartment, and she had a roommate and the roommate would be at work, and I'd be like sitting there watching TV, probably stoned in the afternoon. And then all of a sudden the channel would change to channel 7 ABC and the fucking VCR would kick on. This is how old I am.
VCR would change the channel.
Yes. And it would start recording General Hospital and I'd be like, fuck this. And I would just change the channel and she would miss. And she would get so pissed.
That's so fucked up.
I know. It's so fucked up. Well, I think I didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's weird that this thing's changing the channel. Anyway, who else?
Did I ever tell you that the time my buddy and I got his universal remote and we just spent the night going to people's backyards and changing the channels and turning up the volume? It was great fun.
That's just, yes. Oh yeah.
Just crank the volume. Would be sitting there and be like, what's going on?
No, that's just a great activity. That's just good old fashioned fun.
15,
yeah. So good. Great. Yes. Who else died?
Reggie Carroll, comedian, I believe he is Baltimore based, 52 years old, killed in a shooting outside of Memphis.
Yeah, no,
he died in Mississippi, but like Memphis is at the corner of the state.
I'm hearing that people are accusing Cat Williams of having some culpability in this.
Cat Williams, I don't know anything about his role in this.
Yeah.
Feels like he lives an erratic lifestyle.
He does. He's very funny and very sweaty and very short.
Very. And like slight and very tiny. Odd,
yes, he is. Yeah. Like, look, I wouldn't cry. I believe he has powers. Like, he's very rich too. He's extremely rich.
Yeah. We are not accusing him of anything.
No.
Because we do not need to be on that wrong side.
But he could come on this show. Anybody that knows, look, I need a physician. I need a regular physician. I forgot that Ryan Azonka Cruz in Montecito volunteered his wife, who is a physician, to answer medical questions as I was editing the show last week.
Set it up. Yes. By the way, like 10 years ago, I was having a problem with my laptop storage.
Yeah.
And Ryan walked me through it and saved me both money and hours at Apple.
Yeah.
What did they call those? The what bar?
Genius
bar.
Yeah.
He saved me a lot of time and money.
No, this guy Ryan's knows his shit. No, he's a great guy. He's quite possibly my favorite listener to the show. Ryan Zonka Cruz. So we don't know if Cat Williams did it, but if he wants to come on this podcast and talk about it, we'll absolutely have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows Cat Williams, tell him to come on here and tell me what he knows about Reggie Carroll's untimely passing in Memphis.
RIP Ron Turcotte, Hall of Fame jockey. He rode Secretariat, 84 years old. Now,
how's that possible? Didn't Secretariat run in like the aughts? Like 1909 or something?
Yeah. With like Man of War.
Yeah, and stuff. Exactly.
But like,
yeah.
I'm not saying jockeys don't do anything.
Oh, they just ride the horse. Well, they whip it, Ed. They whip it.
Yeah, but this dude, like, okay, so Secretariat, I think, was like 55 years ago or so, 50 years ago.
You could have said 155 years ago, and I would have believed you.
I think he was the 70s.
Is this the one with Tobey Maguire?
I don't know if I've said this on the show. I'm on record.
Yeah.
I will not watch a horse movie. I think they're all terrible. I hate Black Stallion. I remember being on a plane, and they were trying to show this bullshit Hidalgo.
What about Far Lap? You remember Far Lap? I remember we had Stolen Cable for a while, and that was the only movie on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
I've always found horse movies to be dog shit.
What about so Troy? What about movies that feature horses? It's only if they're about horses.
Well, I love the new version Troy. Of True Grit, which features horses.
Oh yeah,
but
sure.
Like, just as a vehicle. But yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
No, a movie about a horse. Fuck, get man. The fuck
yeah.
out of here.
Oh no, I'm kind of with horses. You on that. Yeah. Also, when you said Ron Turcotte, I was like, oh man, great defenseman for the
totally. Yeah.
For the Detroit Red Wings back in the 60s.
There was a Turcotte.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a... But anyway.
Yeah.
Secretary did all the work, buddy.
He did.
You were just slight.
Yeah.
But, like, didn't Secretary win by, like, 30 lengths?
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
What did...
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I just remember hearing... I remember...
You just held on. Like, doesn't count if the horse crosses the finish line without the jockey. So you got to hold on.
It doesn't?
No.
So what Ron is famous for is holding on.
Holding on and whipping. So that is the thing to me where they're like, when you hear horse guys talk about horse racing, first of all, they talk about the horse like it's an athlete. They're like, oh, it's an athlete. He just wants to run. They just want to get out there and run. And I'm like, well, then how come you have to whip him? If they love to run so much, well, how come the guy is always whipping the shit out of him down the stretch? If he loves to run so much, why does he need to be whipped?
And Seinfeld talks about, like, they don't even know they're in a race. They're just running, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, I'm back where I started. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's not...
Where's my apple? Where's my carrot?
Yeah.
You know what I will... Yeah. You know what I will tell you about jockeys? I think it might be because of their size. You know, they have a little bit of that complex. These guys need to fuck more than F1 drivers who are similar in size, more than soccer players.
But is it because of all the cocaine?
That also helps. I think they're coked up because they're hungry. They can't eat. They're hungry. But there was, I know some people that spent some time around some jockeys and they are randy. They need
like,
it.
Are they like what happened to Dorothy on the set of Wizard of Oz? Like all the little people?
Yeah.
And they were, they're all poking her and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah, they do that. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Who else died? Yeah.
Humpy Wheeler.
Yeah, great.
He was a Pixar voice actor and NASCAR icon, 86. I assume if he's a NASCAR Pixar, it was Cars.
Cars, yeah.
And I watched that movie a ton of times with my boys growing up. So I assume he was like the announcer in the Cars movie.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Because there was Daryl Waltrip, right? Daryl Car Trip or something.
Car Trip.
Which it's weird. Just use the guy's real name because you're using the guy's real voice. I don't know about
Humpy Wheeler sounds like he probably was the other guy in the booth.
Do you think he probably fucked a lot? Like Humpy? You know, they're telling us with his name.
But,
Humps.
But also that could be the kind of name that you give your college buddy who never gets it. And he's, you know, people joke that he's helping the pillow kind of thing.
Yeah, Slim.
So it could go either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. That's fair. R.I.P. Humpy Wheeler.
R.I.P. Ronnie Rondell Jr. How about that for a moniker?
That's a great name.
But Lethal Weapon, Matrix, Star Trek, stuntman, 88 years old. I've read this over the years, the push for why wouldn't the Oscars give like stuntman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like stuntmen and women are important.
Dude, they're like walking. They light them on fire and shit, you know?
Yeah, and it's way cooler than CGI stuff.
Yeah, and it's a blue collar job, you know? It's a 9-to-5. I'm going to go fucking fall out of a 7th story this week for Sly Stallone. You know, like that's badass.
Yeah, badass.
Yeah.
We have two other deaths. I'm not sure about this one.
No.
If he's RIP or not, because I don't. CEOs usually fall in a category that we don't like, but like maybe he was a great CEO.
Sometimes they're good. You know, there was that one guy in Seattle that paid all of his employees $70,000 and it was like the credit card processing company. And he was like, everybody gets a living wage and everybody gets health care. And then all of a sudden they're like, actually, this guy is a sex predator, a sex pest. Yeah. And I'm like, is he? You know, like, it's like the one CEO that's doing good, they're trying to get rid of.
We can't have nice things.
Yeah, we can't have nice things. Is he a sex pest or not? I don't remember. It was a few years ago. I'm going to assume that he wasn't because he was a nice guy and he paid his employees well.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, the founder of the Icon Aircraft Company, a guy named Kirk Hawkins, he died 58 years old. He tried to do a wingsuit helicopter jump and he crashed into the Alps.
So what killed him? What? How did he die? I'm confused.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems.
He flapped his wings too hard.
I mean, like, you got children and shit. And Icon sounds like that thing that took Roy Halladay out.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're like, if you're rich enough, they're like, here's a plane. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm just rich. Cool. And I live in Florida.
The bay and
I'll just whip it around and end up at the bottom of it. You know, like that's what I'm picturing happening there. But also, you know, very sad, I guess. He jumped out of a thing. Well, you can't be sad if somebody dies jumping out of a thing.
That's a thing. It's like, how RIP should we go? He was in a wingsuit out of ass. You can die for a helicopter ride.
A wingsuit.
He's doing wingsuit on top of a helicopter.
Yeah. And Felix Baumgartner died, and he fucking jumped out of a balloon in a spacesuit. Like, that one's kind of like, he did some crazy shit. This guy's just rich enough to fucking do wingsuiting, you know? I'm not super sad about this. This is a bored rich guy.
Yeah, so, fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this last one, I am decidedly in the camp that not RIP. Rest in chaos.
Yeah.
James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, a leading force in the anti-gay and trans legislation, 89 years old. Yeah. This dude was a hateful moron.
Yeah. He was. Yeah, I'm with you there. And he definitely, anybody that's anti anything is into that thing.
Definitely tasted a penis.
Yes, he's definitely tasted many penises, probably in truck stops along the way.
Yep.
Okay, Ed.
Probably did the handkerchief out of the back pocket.
Oh, the hanky code. Oh, we don't need to recap hanky code here, do we? Like,
no.
That's an all-time classic episode. I believe that was like in the 200s. When we I think we've done it a couple times where you guys just Google hanky code and it'll give you the whole code. And any questions you have, you let us know. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, lots of stories this week. You're very into just giving these people too much entertainment.
I know.
Let's blast through them. There's some good stories, though. Yeah.
There's some good ones. Yeah. If you're trying to make an NFL roster and you're like at the bottom, is it a good or bad idea to get to punch a player on the other team and get ejected?
I think that's not smart. You know what's dumber than that? Is beating up the security guard at your high school and then getting sued and losing a $10 million judgment by him when you're 15 years old. That's worse than punching a guy.
Well, as luck would have it, those two guys are one and the same.
What?
Shiloh Sanders, Deion's son. He got ejected and the next, he punched a Bills player in a preseason game. The next day he was released by
the team. Very sad. So also I saw his brother, Eugene Sanders. What's his name?
Shadur
sucks. What the fuck is he holding on the ball so long for?
A 23-yard sack, and he just keeps running backward. And I saw somebody point out, like, one of these linemen, like, did a video, and he's like, tackles can't just block
forever.
And he's like, a good quarterback steps into the pocket. Because, like,
steps up.
That's what the pocket is. It's you let the edge rushers, and then you step into it. And he just kept running backwards. He's like, every fucking lineman, like they cannot block.
It's great.
Just there's not just an endless edge for these guys to get to.
You go through your reads, and if there's nothing there, you throw it away. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, nothing there. Get rid of it or run. You're supposed to be able to run. So run, step up. And run up the field. It's third stringers on the defense. Come on.
Yeah. All right. And these are, these are against the twos and threes, too.
Do you think now is, what's Shiloh do with that jersey, his game used jersey from his one cup of coffee? Because this guy's undrafted, Ed. He's never going to play this is it. That's it for Shiloh. The end.
Right. And his one chance, he got ejected from a game when he really needed to do something.
Yeah.
A very notoriously cheap franchise.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals.
My Bengals.
Great gear.
Yeah.
Great gear. Boomer Esiason on, I believe, his radio show said that the Bengals invited him to and other Ring of Honor members to a game coming up.
Yeah.
But didn't offer to pay for travel costs at all. So they're like, hey, would you mind like coming here and so we can use you as a spectacle on the field?
It's like only if you like actually still live in Cincinnati can you come to the Ring of Honor. So like Icky Woods
lives in New York, so it's like, all right,
you're gonna go there, do them
a hotel,
do them a favor on your own dime. Plus, it's so fucking hot in Cincinnati right now. Like it's you really need to make it worth somebody's while.
And plus, these teams, even the cheapest franchise, like they make so much money. So much.
Because they share the TV revenue. Players
kill each other trying to get a team because it's just, you're printing money once you're in the NFL.
I started watching that Cowboys.
Oh, I watched the first part and I liked it.
Yeah, but eight episodes, it feels very daunting to have to, I watched part of the first one.
Like, I refused to watch the Celtics one from Bill Simmons because who gives a fuck about that? And I don't like the Celtics, but I thought it was interesting just seeing like how Jerry got the team.
Yeah, that is interesting.
He's a gambler. I don't know where this is going.
He's a wildcatter, Ed.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I might bankrupt my family, but we struck oil and we made like $200 million that afternoon. I'm like, I'm buying the Cowboys.
Yeah, it is interesting to, and like there is something, like all of these guys have a thing, and it's a thing I don't have that I wish I had. It's a vision. Remember the Arnold documentary?
Love that documentary.
Yeah. Arnold's like, I'm going to be...
Predicted everything.
Yeah, I'm going to be Mr. Universe. And then he just did it. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to be a movie star. And people are like, well, you don't even speak English. And he's like, don't worry about it. I got it. And then he was. And then he's like, I'm going to be the governor of California. And people are like, buddy, come on. And he's like, then he did it. And he just knew. He just knew he was going to do it. And this Jerry Jones, he was $50 million in debt. And he's like, I'm going to buy the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Also.
Real ugly. Yeah.
When he was hideous.
Yeah.
When we were watching, because we both watched the same part, when they're talking about him buying the team.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like 46-year-old Jerry Jones and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like.
Oh, yeah. I had that same thought. Whoa. I had that same thought. Yeah.
We exchanged some texts about Jim Leland.
Yeah.
I think Jerry Jones might be more jarring.
He looks and...
Looks like Yoda.
He looks, yes. And forgive me to anybody that's been badly burned in a fire. Because I'm not... in no way do I mean to diminish what you went through at all. But Jerry Jones appears to have also gone through that. Like, he looks like he's been badly burned.
Like, you know, when the local fire departments before Thanksgiving warn everybody about fucking up with it, with frying a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And they're like,
yes, yes.
You know, just careful. It looks like Jerry, like, had a few Thanksgiving mishaps with the oil.
He put the frozen turkey in the oil. You're supposed to thaw the turkey first, Jerry. Yeah.
No ice chunks.
I don't, as of now, Ed, I should let the audience know, we've talked about it before on this show. One time during the AFC, NFC championships games. I went thrifting at the Long Beach Flea Market, and a lot of people
antiquing,
and a lot of people made fun of me for that. And you know, I'm not like the biggest football fan, but in my here's my football history. Grew up a Rams fan, huge Rams fan.
Vince Ferragamo.
Nothing more embarrassing than saying that today. I'm not one. Vince Ferragamo era. Yeah, Jim Everett, Rams fan.
Jack Youngblood.
Then they left, and I'm like, thank fucking God. And then Steve Young. I was a Niners fan. That was my guy, Steve Young. He was the man. Fucking Tom Rathman. All the guys. Who was the running back? Ricky Waters. All of them.
Waters. Yeah.
Then LaDainian Tomlinson comes along, and I'm a Charger fan. It's big Charger fan. Young guys in the audience, go look up some LaDainian Tomlinson highlights right now. You're going to shit your fucking pants because there's never going to be another guy like that. Then the Chargers moved to LA, and you know, they talk about a cheap franchise. And then I was dating somebody that was a Bengal or from Cincinnati. Yeah, and Katie Shady, Bengals. And I was like, okay, I got some Bengals people around me. Now I like the Bengals. Now I got a Bengals sweatshirt, Ed. I got Bengals hats for days.
Damn it.
I'm still a Bengals fan for now. But where do I go from here? I think I just got to stay Bengals. I'm 50, Ed. Like, what am I going to be, a fucking Dolphins fan?
Hey.
What?
Yeah. I was going to say.
What?
The commies are always there for you. I'm not going anywhere.
I got family in Virginia. You know, like maybe I become a James Washington Daniels. Commanders fan. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Greatest quarterback season of a rookie ever.
I believe my buddy Matt was sending me his draft picks to troll me about fantasy football. And I believe he got Jaden Daniels in one of his in a keeper league, Ed. He's got Jaden Daniels in a keeper league. What's better than that? I'm listening, Ed. I'm listening.
And we'll do our predictions next week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
You have to guess the divisions.
Yep.
All that.
Baseball's looking to realign, by the way, which I will never... I'm too old to figure out the divisions when they do that. I'm excited
by the thought of that.
Yeah.
Because the Orioles have been stuck in the division with the Yankees and Red Sox, and they spend too much money for the Orioles. I would love... I saw one proposed thing, or it was like, instead of the Yankees, Red Sox, and Jays, Orioles will be with the Nats and Pirates. And I'm like, oh, great. It's
even the playing field. Yeah. Love it.
We talked about kind of the demise of dildos being thrown onto WNBA courts.
Yeah.
A neon green dildo was thrown onto the field during a Vikings-Titans preseason
That's
game.
Cool. We need more dildos. Yes, more dildos in things.
Everyone loves dildos in sports.
I
love it.
Yes, you know, it's like the hat trick thing, the octopus, whatever, you know, more dildos.
I'm all about dildos.
Yes,
for sure.
I'm with it 100%, especially like Vikings Titans. Who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck.
Season Vikings Titans.
God.
Get the fuck.
Couldn't name a player on either team. Don't give a shit. Don't care. But you know what would get me watching? If I knew there was a chance that a fucking dildo was coming out on the field.
Yeah, what excites me more? The number one pick in the draft, Cam Ward?
Never heard of him.
Or a neon green dildo.
There you go. Yes, exactly. The end.
Come on.
Wait, is that a quarterback? Cam? Is that the guy from North Carolina?
No. Cam Ward went, he
You're not expected to know this, Ed. Yeah.
No. He went to Miami.
Oh.
He went to Miami last year.
Yeah.
But he transferred from Wazoo.
Oh, right.
But before that, he got like no D1 offers. He was JUCO to Wazoo to Miami to number one pick. So it's a good story with him. But I'm still cheering for a dildo.
Of course, He's on the Titans. That's my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah, he's on the Titans. Okay, fair. All right.
Former NFL receiver Steve Smith cracks a money joke as a lawsuit lingers. I can't afford to be helping anybody.
So this Steve Smith, I'm about to read this one. This Steve Smith, remember, he recently got called out because he was banging some dude's wife behind his back. Remember? And the dude
called him on the phone and made a screen recording of it. And Steve Smith, who's one of these real fucking tough guys when he's on TV, was a real pussy when he'd been fucking some guy's wife and he got confronted about it. I'm wondering if this lawsuit is related to that. Oh, he is wearing a pretty sweet LA Kings hat in this picture. He's an LA guy, by the way. He went to Santa Monica College. Steve Smith is clearly trying his best to remain in good spirits as he faces a lawsuit for alleged... Oh, it is about this, Ed. For allegedly ruining a marriage earlier this year. Appearing to crack a joke about the situation while live on an NFL broadcast Thursday night. The two-time All-Pro... Oh, he was on... This is the way he makes money. He's cracking jokes about his Sanchoing lawsuit in his TV gig? That's real dumb.
No.
The two-time All-Pro wideout was providing color commentary during the Panthers-Steelers game when one of his booth mates started reading off a promo for Bojangles. Maybe we change the name of that place. Steve Smith Sr. was asked if he treat fans to Bojangles. Nah, bro. It's one chicken sandwich, man. Y'all know my situation. I can't afford to be helping anybody right now. So I don't know. I guess you can get sued for having sex with a guy's wife. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Look, it sucks. I don't think that's something you should be compensated for.
No, I don't agree. Yeah, I agree with you. Smith was sued in April by Antonio Martinez, who claimed the ex-NFL star broke up his loving relationship with Nicole Martinez.
No, but that's it. It wasn't loving that she was fucking Steve Smith.
She fucked Steve Smith. By definition, it was not a loving relationship. You know, if you're in love with somebody, like Ed, Michelle is not going to go out and fuck Steve Smith this weekend. She's in love with that Daly. You know, that's not happening.
Like, he doesn't owe, if his wife fell out of love,
it's not the guy who fucked her, Steve Smith's problem, doesn't owe money.
And I can't stand Steve Smith, but like,
yeah, I agree.
Why would he owe money for this?
Yeah, Antonio Martinez is sounding like a bitch here. And also, Antonio Martinez sounds like a relief pitcher for the Mariners.
I was going to say a guest star on Silk Stockings.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Antonio Sabato. Yeah. After he accused him of willfully, maliciously, and intentionally seducing her during a September 2024 encounter in Baltimore. Yeah, maliciously.
He's trying to thump.
Yeah.
He's trying to thump.
He was in a hotel in Baltimore. You know, like what's, you know, like, it's, you unless know, Clay Davis is around, like you're trying to fuck, you know, like that's what you're doing. Yes.
So we talk about sports nicknames and how, like, they're telling us who they are.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what your thoughts on Edgerrin James's son, Jizzle, who was dismissed from the Cincinnati Bearcats men's basketball team.
Well, first of all, what do you have to do? What do you have to do to get kicked off the Bearcats?
Bob Huggins set a precedent.
Yes.
I know he's long gone from Cincy, but like...
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that DUI.
Well, he went to West Virginia,
I
think he went to K-State first and West Virginia, but like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. This isn't the Harvard Bearcats.
Jizzle.
This isn't like Gaylord times, right? Where like Gaylord Perry's parents didn't know that they were naming their son Gaylord. You know, they thought it's just a nice family name. His grandpa was probably called Gaylord, so they call their son Gaylord. And it turns out he's a big old Gaylord, and that's not a cool name to have.
Right. He was the last Gaylord.
Yes.
Just like, you know, for different reasons, but Adolf Hitler, final Adolf.
You're not seeing too many Adolfs anymore.
Final Ed. I get it. Sometimes it has to end.
My son is called Rory. We almost called him Pol Pot, and we realized, you know what? It's not the greatest name. You know, he might get made fun of at school. But Edgerrin, and you figure, you know, there's that great Saturday Night Live sketch with Nicolas Cage and Julia Sweeney, and she's pregnant and they're the young couple in the apartment, and they're coming up with names for the kid, and she's like, well, what about Arthur? And he's like, Arthur? Art? Art Fart? Are you fucking kidding me? We can't name our kid. And every name she comes up with, you know, he's going, he gets progressively more disturbed at how the kid's going to be made fun of. And then there's a knock at the door, and it's Rob Schneider, and it's a teller, and it's like, and he goes, telegram for Asswipe Johnson. And Nicolas Cage is like, it's Asswipe. It's Swedish, yeah. You know? So like, if your name's Ed Jaren, people have a hard time saying your name your whole fucking life. So you name your kid fucking Jism? Jism?
Well, I James? Assume Jizzle was a nickname.
Oh, fair.
And what did he do to earn, like, the big hurt, the big unit?
Yeah.
Jizzle.
Jizz. Yeah, because he jizzes a lot. But he's just a college kid.
Delivered a Jackson Pollock on somebody's back.
There's a local sushi place here in town, Ed, and I went there last weekend with my friend Ilana, and I was like, she's like, I'm like, let's go get some sushi. And she's like, where do you want to go? And I go, Jizaki. Jizaki. And she goes, okay. And then we go there and we're like sitting there having sushi, and there's a sign on the wall, and she's like, wait, she's like, that's the actual name of this place? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I thought you were making a joke. You were saying a jokey name. And I'm like, no, it's fucking something in Japanese. Jizaki. They didn't know. The sushi guy didn't know the jizz meant jizz. But Ed, Jern, James,
Jizaki, who I bet sounds like something Sato in Karate Kids 2 would have done when he was ejaculating. Jizaki.
I hope to God that StreamYard makes that one of our AI clips so I could share that to YouTube, Ed. That's fantastic. Yeah, Jizaki, Jizzle, like Edrin James, who has to have jizzed so many times in his life.
He was so good.
He was so good. He was so fucking good. I remember with Cade McNown, the UCLA Bruins were undefeated.
And this was made up game because of like a hurricane. December. So UCLA was cooking.
And this fucking Edger and James just ran all over their ass. Yes. Put himself on the map. And then he played like 19 years in the NFL. He was like lingered forever. Figure he's come so much in his life that he would know not to name his kid Jism, but maybe not. What do I know?
Finally. Yeah. A rugby player was banned for 7 months for telling a female referee to get your baps out. Get your baps out. Now, baps.
How could he even get in trouble for that?
You get a bap. You get a bap. It's like, I believe it's like getting like a little sandwich on a warm roll. I think the baps are like a little warm roll. So you think,
sounds delicious.
Get your baps
like
out.
Like a sausage roll. Yeah. Get your baps out.
Yeah. Like a roll, like a little soft roll. Get your baps out. Get your baps.
I mean, seven months seems excessive. Like maybe a game or two, you know, like. Seven months is free this guy. What, and this is in the UK? Let him live.
Some ladies like getting the baps out anyway.
They absolutely do. I totally agree with you. Okay, Ed, let's talk. Let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He's down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit.
He's fat and got big tits. Email. The subject line of this email is Star Wars ... I think. Hi, Brian and Ed. I think I was given some very good guidance by my Twitter follow earlier this week, but I honestly am not really sure. My Twitter follow replied to a tweet from Variety that stated the following. Mark Hamill told his wife that they were leaving the country because of Donald Trump. My Twitter follow replied by saying, Luke needs to remember what happened to Uncle Owen the last time he left home. Unfortunately, I have no idea what this means, so I did a little research. Uncle Owen was in Star Wars, and he was a moisture farmer on Tatooine. They were drinking that blue milk, too, Ed?
Yeah, I do. I actually, I'm not like a super Star Wars expert. Yeah. I do know in the beginning of Star Wars, the first one, Uncle Owen gets...
Oh, and Aunt Beru. Yeah, they both get murked. Yeah, because they're looking for the stormtroopers come looking for those droids.
The stormtroopers,
who I legit thought.
Yeah, they're robots.
I thought they were fucking robots until my kids started watching Star Wars. And they're like taking their helmets off. And I'm like, what? There's a guy in that? I always thought it was a fucking robot. Sounds like a robot, moves like a robot. Stormtrooper is a dude.
They don't aim like robots. That's the same. They always miss.
It's true. They always miss. Yeah. They didn't have the good AI back then. Yeah. Before he was killed by Imperial stormtroopers, Uncle Owen raised Luke to protect him from his father's dark legacy. He instilled in him the values of hard work and self-reliance. I mean, he is a pretty big complainer. Apparently, Uncle Owen.
I even remember his like first line. He's like, I'm going to go to Hitachi Station and get some power converters. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's a whiner.
Apparently, Uncle Owen failed to discuss never make out with your sister. My goal of full consistency continues. Thanks. That is from our dear friend G Fish, who keeps us abreast of J Stu's Twitter feed.
G Fish's updates. But
it's
like,
great. It's great.
Is J Stu like, full MAGA, or is he just making a joke? Like, I honestly don't know.
I think he is. Well, first of all, let me just say that I love J. Stu. He is the best. I love him.
Stu, but I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bitter. Like, you know, when the election cycle was going, I happened to catch him saying, you have to watch this Trump on Rogan.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 hours and I gave it like 45 minutes. And I was like, why do I have to?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't getting any answers one way or the other. And I was like, is he full MAGA? And I've always now been wondering.
Yes. He is kind of Fox Stews. I think he's in the, it's never been harder to be a middle-aged white man. Which is a lot of people are in that, you know? And he's right. It's just never been harder to be a middle-aged white man.
For us. No,
I know.
For
us. It's a tough road to hoe. We love J. Stu, we're due every week. We're doing the Bachelor Lifestyle, and he fucking cracks me up every week. And I hope people will check it out. Even if you're not watching The Bachelor, check out The Bachelor Lifestyle with me and J. Stu. We watch The Bachelor every week, and we talk about it.
We're gonna do a movie with him.
He's everybody's favorite guest. Everybody loves him. We gotta have him on. We miss him. Okay, that's it for the regular show. We appreciate you listening. We're gonna continue on for the Patreon people. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, we love you and we will see you next week. Patreon fam, we